KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cleared a partly cloudy skies. It's 40 degrees. We do look forward to be mostly cloudy today. A chance of light rain, a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. A traffic stop in Red Oak at around 10:15 p.m. Thursday resulted in the arrest of two people from North Carolina, including a woman wanted on a nationwide warrant. Red Oak police say 27-year-old Christina Leanne Thomas of Richlands, North Carolina, was arrested on a warrant out of Colorado for larceny, that's theft in the second degree, resulting in a loss of $1,000 to $10,000. Larson was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. 19-year-old Matthew Cody Thomas, also of Richland, North Carolina, was arrested for driving while license suspended. His bond was set at $566. Their arrests took place after the couple's vehicle was pulled over in the Red Oak McDonald's parking lot. A woman from Creston reported to police yesterday that sometime between October 5th and November 1st, someone broke into her home in the 100 block of North Division Street in Creston and stole several pads of checkbooks and several mounted tomahawks. The loss was estimated at $2,000 as of the latest report. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that at around 10:30 last night, they took a report of a potentially suicidal male. Adams County deputies, Montgomery County and Taylor County deputies, along with troopers of the Iowa State Patrol, attempted to make contact with the individual. Prior to arriving, the subject ran out the back of a house and into a wooded area. Once on the scene, officers learned that the subject, Damon Stacy, had an active warrant for his arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office K-9 Rex picked up the track and was able to locate Stacy over one quarter of a mile from the residence. After Stacy was placed under arrest for the warrant, deputies located marijuana and methamphetamine in his possession. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports also that at around 1 a.m. last Sunday, deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for speeding. The vehicle is owned and operated by Jose Moises Aguilar Gonzalez of Washington. Gonzalez had a warrant for his arrest through ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was held in the Adams County Jail until being released to the appropriate agency. At around 1:10 a.m. last Saturday, Adams County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Fred Ehrman of Corning. Upon further investigation, Ehrman was arrested for operating while intoxicated, third or subsequent offense, and cited for open container as a driver. And on October 23rd, Jose Huerta was sentenced to serve 7 days in jail for a previous criminal charge in Adams County. While Sheriff Johans attempted to place Huerta into handcuffs and escort him to the jail, Huerta shoved the sheriff and ran out of the courtroom in an attempt to escape. Johans caught up with Huerta in the hallway of the Adams County Courthouse and was able to deploy his taser. After the taser subdued Huerta, Sheriff Johans was able to take him into custody. Huerta was additionally charged then with interference with official acts, assault on a peace officer, and escape. He was being held in the Adams County Jail without bond. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 57-year-old Carol S. Jennings of Riverton pled guilty Thursday to a charge of bank fraud. In her plea agreement, Jennings admitted that while employed as the clerk for the city of Riverton in southwest Iowa, she opened an account with a local bank by providing a falsified document. Jennings also admitted to depositing city funds into the account and converting almost the entire balance for her own personal use. A sentencing date of February 20, 2019 has been scheduled. Jennings faces a possible maximum sentence of not more than 30 years in prison, a fine not to exceed $1 million, up to 5 years of supervised release following her release from imprisonment, and a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund along with restitution. The case was investigated by the FBI and Fremont County Sheriff's Office and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Well, the Interstate 480 east ramp to northbound Interstate 29 was closed overnight Thursday into early this morning in Council Bluffs due to an accident involving a semi that happened just before 5 p.m. Thursday. Council Bluffs police say 58-year-old Dale Shambaugh of Hatton, North Dakota, was driving a tractor-trailer eastbound on I-480 and crossing over I-480 onto I-29 northbound when the tractor-trailer began to tip as it traversed the curve. Authorities say at some point, either the load or the trailer struck a guardrail, causing chunks of concrete to fall onto I-480 westbound. The tractor-trailer was hauling large rolls of steel that became separated during the incident. Neither Shambaugh nor any other motorists were injured. I-480 westbound was restricted to one lane for about an hour while the concrete was cleaned up. The ramp from I-480 to northbound I-29 was expected to remain shut down overnight, and was. The Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement, DOT's MVE, is assisting the Council Bluffs Traffic Unit in the investigation of the crash. Any charges are pending the outcome of the Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement investigation. And finally, in Western Iowa news this hour, the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska has opened its new casino on the Iowa-Nebraska border. The tribe held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Thursday for the Prairie Flower Casino on tribal land in Carter Lake. The casino will be open all year around the clock for patrons who are at least 21 years of age. Ponca Tribe Chairman Larry Wright Jr. said proceeds from the casino will directly benefit the tribal citizens and Carter Lake. The city will receive annual financial contributions from the casino, and tribe members will get more substantial funding for services such as health care, job training, cultural education, and land preservation. In our funeral announcement, Shirley Hoffman, age 81, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Services for Shirley Ann Hoffman will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lulu Lockery, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Lulu Lockery will be today at 10:30 at the Bowman United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Leola Porter, age 101, of Atlantic, died October 27th. Memorial services for Leola Porter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elizabeth Rubel, age 82, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elizabeth Rubel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Helen Fogelsong, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Helen Fogelsong will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Reba Vanderhart, age 84, of Atlantic, died October 27th. Funeral services for Reba Vanderhart will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arnold Arnie Nelson, age 83, who's formerly of the Audubon area, died Wednesday in South Dakota. A memorial visitation for Arnie Nelson will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Myers Brothers Colonial Chapel in Sioux City. Roxanne Martin, age 62, of Harlan, died Sunday. Memorial services for Roxanne Martin will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Winston Kingery, age 87, of Orient, died Wednesday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Winston Kingery will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Kendall Warren Sr., age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial for Kendall Warren Sr. will be on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.